Hi and welcome back to the final part of my chat with Mary Hell. And we begin part three, the final part of the interview, talking to John about the brilliant song Handsome Sally.
That was inspired by a couple that I saw at Costa del Folk. And I'm not saying they were a couple that had just met. I love the idea that people can be in love in their later years. That is possibly sort of darkness to come, you know, like sort of you never know what's around the corner. You can truly experience being in love. I set it off in Manchester on Prince's Parkway.
Yeah, nice. I'll tell you what I do. One of the songs I really love, I Don't Want to Be Cool, the arrangement on that, plus with the addition of our lovely Simon Kerr, of course.
Yeah, we really love Simon.
Last time I saw Simon in the person was at the Skegness Folk Festival, and he was hovering around about 3 o'clock in the morning below our apartment, and Darren gave him a pizza to eat.
Is that where, John, you recorded it?
Yeah, we did. We did. We recorded him in the chalet.
Oh, wow. It was the weirdest thing in the world, because we were walking around with them and they couldn't hang at ridiculous o'clock in the morning looking for an oyster band party, I think. And we came across Simon Kerr just randomly standing outside our chalet, which Darren promptly gave him a pizza. I don't quite know why, sort of thing. 4 o'clock in the morning. What's all that about? Yeah. I love what you did with the National Health involvement. I couldn't let the interview go by without these. The two tracks, obviously, Beyond the Call, which was a fantastic song. Again, without spoiling it for people, you just got to buy the album and listen to it. And, of course, We Are One, which you actually got some choirs involved in.
We did. The first one, the first choir was... for the song Beyond the Call, which is a thank you to the NHS, which we kind of got together right at the beginning of the first lockdown. It's just a tribute and a thank you to the NHS, and sort of key workers as well, really, are included in that, obviously. But we thought it should be a community song, but of course everybody's in lockdown. So what we asked people to do was to sing the chorus to the song on whatever recording device that they've got available, whether it be a little bit of music tech or their mobile phone, and send us the audio files. And we got over 200 people sent a version of the chorus in, which, and then I kind of stitched all that together in Pro Tools, and sort of well glued them all together as though they were all in one room. And I think they sound pretty good and should go on tour, to be perfectly honest. What do we call them? Social isolation choir. Quiet. And then we done it again for the song Beyond the Call. We Are Different, We Are One, which again is another togetherness song. The current obvious divisions in our society, and giving it and realizing the names that we call us together, and some of the aspects of our world that very much unite us. So it talks about being all of wire and wood, and I guess that's really a looking at our musical community, and we're all part of the same neighborhood, and we're certainly we are very much more, not less, so diverse and different. But yet, when we think of it, to have a lot of people sing on that, but I've got to tell you, from a music tech point of view, it was very much a rod for the own, for my own sort of a poor suffering producer back. You know, it's interesting when people do that when they sort of combine, they do it in isolation, and you put it together, and it really does not sound like an isolated thing.
No, it's really well done. It's really well done. I mean, I know, even with the quick plug for Pro Tools there, it's great to do. It's great to do these things at home. You know, it is backbreaking stuff, but the results are really worth it. I think those two tracks are really great. So it's a lovely thing.
Can I just ask John, if we're all one, our nation, please can we not have your feet?
Oh, right.
Right, well,
I was thinking something else then, Virginia.
It is fair to say that my feet are not a criticised.
More like Gollum.
Gollum feet.
When we go on tour eventually, I'll leave them at home. The world.
Yeah, we'd like that. Well, I'll look forward to that. I'll look forward to that. Listen, it's a fantastic album, guys. I really would love to talk to you all for much, much longer. Basically, we can get the album where? Where can we get it? Because people have just got to go and buy this thing.
Yeah, Amazon, all the usual kind of purchase outlets, I believe.
So that's Amazon and all the usual stuff. And obviously, maryhale.co.uk, great place to get it. Just the final little word to you all. Track 10, Green Hills of Home, beautiful song by Lee and Bob that. Is that something you sat down and wrote separately? Beautiful song. Lovely song, guys. Really good.
So, like, Lee came up with a tune, and I thought, I heard it, and I thought, oh, that's beautiful. That's a gorgeous, folky tune, you know? It's a tune that sort of, like, comes with its own emotion, oily. Lee had got a long way with the words, and I just really helped finish it off.
Beautiful, lovely song, and a great album, all of you. In fact, I was just listening through to the album in my studio. A neighbour sort of tapped on the door, gent, and he came in and he said, "Oh, who's this?" I said, "Well, it's Mary Howe, isn't it? What do you mean, who is it?" And he said, "Never heard of him." And he sat down and he said, "I love this." He said, "Where can I get an album?" So there you go. I've sold you one album, if nothing else. He's a lovely man, and he said it was a great album and he wants to buy it and listen to it. He just spends a lot of time in his van driving around at work, and he wants to blast it out all day long at work. So there you go.
Well, don't be burning him a copy,
Paul. Oh, no, no. In fact, Vonnie, my partner's gone and blown it now, because she said, "Oh, don't give him the website address. We'll buy it for him for Christmas, so I'll be paying for it." But we will buy it. Listen, lads and Virginia, thank you so much for talking to us. The album is brilliant. Buy it, everybody. Just go and buy it. It's called Emergency Lullabies, and there's nothing on this album not to like. It's a really great, uplifting album. Just get it, blast it out, and tell everybody else about it, is all I can say.
Your support as ever.
Oh, you're most welcome. Well, Mary Howe, thanks for talking to us. You're a bunch of wonderful people. We love you. See you later, guys. Bye. Thank you very much, everybody in Mary Howe, for that interview. I enjoyed it. I do hope you've enjoyed it. And thanks for choosing us here at Folkin.com. And keep checking back for more audio interviews here on Folkin.com. From me, Paul Johnson, take care, and we'll see you soon.